This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Thank you for joining me. I'm Maimon Elbaz, and I'm presenting the Living Mishnah, Le'ili Nishmas, the 6 million Yidden of the Holocaust, Hashem Yimkom Damam. Today's presentation will use cartoons and pictures to illustrate the beautiful words of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, the author of the Mishnah. And we would like to dedicate today's Mishnah, number 671 in our series, in memory of Mary Salem, Miriam Bapalisa, Allah HaShalom, whose yard site is this week. May she have a lachtika gan eden and pray for us all. The Living Mishnah in Torah Shows is trying to present Mishnayot using cartoons and pictures. Today's Mishnah is the last Mishnah in Masechet Temura, Perek Zayin Mishnah Vav, when our disqualified korbanot burned or buried. Says the Mishnah, Kol ha-kadashim shenishchatu chutz lizmanan. Anytime you have a korban that was shechted at the wrong time, so the person who shechted it planned on eating it in the wrong place, v'chutzlim koman, he wanted to eat it in the wrong place, or when he shechted it, he had in mind to eat it after the time that it's supposed to be eaten. Harei lu yisareifu. Then these disqualified pigul karbanot have to be burned. So we're talking in the Beit HaMikdash regarding the karbanot, that if a kohen was not loyal to his task and he had in mind to shecht it and eat it at the wrong time, after the designated time, or he had in mind to eat it in the wrong place, such a korban is disqualified and it should be burned. Asham talui yisareif, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Kaver. Now we're talking about an asham talui, which a person was supposed to bring a ram because of a safek avera. And then he realized by watching the cameras that actually he did not commit that avera. So now what do you do with it? So one man damar says to burn it, the other one says to bury it. That is the machloket here about an asham talui. Tanakama says burn it. Rabbi Yehuda says bury it. Chatat ha'of habal safik. Let's say a woman is not sure when she miscarried if the baby was really 40 days old and is considered a fetus, or it's still younger than that, it's an embryo, and she's only chayav to bring a korban leida if it was at least 40 days old. So she's not sir. So she wants to bring this chatat to off this bird with a safek. So Tanakama says, tisaref, it has to be burned. And Rabbi Yehuda Omer, tilana la'ama. So again, she's not sure how old that baby was that was miscarried. And she wanted to bring this bird. And the ma'aseh it's a safek. So Tanakama says to burn it, and Rabbi Yehuda says to throw it into the water to decompose. There was a canal that went through the Beit HaMikdash. Now, why would you say that it should be burnt? Because the ma'aseh, you can't really do the melika and then eat it. So a regular chatat would be eaten. But here, since maybe it's not a valid korban, since maybe it's really younger than 40 days. So in such a case, since it's a safek, Tanakama says to burn it, and Rabbi Yehuda says to throw it into the kenyan. Now the Mishnah wants to know, kol ha-nisrafim lo yikaveru. All of the things that are supposed to be burned, Tanakama says, should not be buried. V'chol ha-nikparim lo yisarefu. And things that are supposed to be buried should not be burned. So you can't think that, oh, you know, either one is good. No, no, there's requirements. So Tanakama says, if it's supposed to be burned, don't bury it. If it's supposed to be buried, don't burn it. Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion. If he wants to restrict on himself to burn those disqualified korbanot that were really supposed to be buried, Rishai Rabbi Yehuda says he's allowed. So Amrilo Einu Mutar Lishanot. But they argue with him and they said no. And the reason they said no is because if he's going to burn it, they know there's a rule that the ashes of the disqualified korban that was burnt is permitted. And if something is supposed to be buried, then its remaining elements are not supposed to have any hanaf from it. So you can't say burn it, then people might have hanaf from it when it's supposed to be buried. Maybe zeiche to see binyan beit hamikdash and the avodah of the korbanot by the kohanim bekar of mamish. I think that's what we pray for 3 times a day. And our learning should be a zchut for Miriam Salem. And also we dedicate this series for the 6 million Kedoshim in Gan Eden. We thank Stanley Shamash for being a sponsor. It should be a zchut for Ezra ben Rachel and Avram Chaim ben Bella. Aleihem HaShalom. Baruch Chaim Tovim. I want to wish Mazel Tov to my son Aaron, who just completed Masechet Zevachim and Prager's Yeshiva. Should be a big zchut. And Yashar Koach to Avram and all those that support our holy work.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.